You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
What up? How do you report on your own DUI? I'm not announcing anything here. I'm just saying that comes up in the news. And how much for wood? It's all brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. Holding a phone while you're driving is now against the law in Virginia. If one of these idiots hits you, call Huffman and Huffman at 422-HELP before you call anyone else. Oh, the memes that I saw about this yesterday after Governor Northam announced that Virginians no longer have to wear a mask when alone or in small groups outdoors. Now, he was following the guidance, changing Virginia's mask mandate to match the new guidelines released by the CDC earlier this week. They said that if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask outdoors unless you're in a crowded place like, you know, a sporting event or something, graduations, concerts, that kind of thing. The only other mask story I saw going around today, though, was two YouTubers who pulled this stunt in Bali, Indonesia, where instead of wearing a face mask, one of them just painted her face to look like she was wearing a mask.
Oh, they love that in Indonesia.
Yeah, she's in big, big trouble. Here's them recording the stunt.
Oh, you forgot a mask? I have an idea. Come on.
Wow, look at this. It looks so real.
Just can't open your mouth and can't smile. Nothing.
Let's go.
That's it. One way to find out. All right, let's go.
Let's go.
I think they noticed you. They're looking at you really weird.
You can't talk.
Did you notice, like, no one's actually looking at you? No one noticed. Even the security, I can't believe this works.
How do they not know?
Well, here's where security noticed, and they stopped recording right there because, well, now they're both facing deportation to their home countries.
Yeah.
After the YouTuber's fake face mask stunt backfired, they did release an apology video.
I'm Josh Berlin.
And I'm Lia C, known as Leisha. We want to apologize for the video we made.
The intention to make this video was not at all to disrespect or to invite everyone to not wear masks. I make this video to entertain people because I'm a content creator and it's my job to entertain people. However, I did not realize that what I did could actually bring a lot of negative comments and that it raised a lot of concerns. Once again, we want to apologize for what we did. And we promise not to do it again.
Don't put us in an Indonesian jail.
Yeah, how do you not know? It's Indonesia.
Yeah.
We have these stories all the time from Indonesia. They don't like anything over there.
Well, if there's one thing that almost any country doesn't love, it's some social media content creator from another country.
Yeah.
Coming in and shirking their rules so that we can then do whatever we want.
Yep.
However, as far as not noticing, sometimes those body paintings, you know, when they, like, cover the girl's boobs and stuff, you're like, she's wearing a shirt. No, she's not wearing a shirt, but I don't see nipples.
I saw one with a girl who had painted on jeans.
Yeah.
And she walked down the street and nobody noticed. Yes. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I do, too. I'm a big fan of it. Just do it in your own country and not where it's going to raise a health risk.
Look up Fernello on Instagram. Yes. Fernello.
Okay,
Fernello,
deal.
Now, back here, the governor did also bump up the date on outdoor recreational sporting events, which can now have crowds of up to 1,000. The cap was set to go into place on May 15th, but it's effective immediately instead, according to Ten on Your Side, due to high school sports and stuff. Now, North Carolina's governor, Roy Cooper, also updated their guidelines of restrictions, and the most important one being the alcohol one. It can continue to-go and delivery style until June. Governor Cooper signed that executive order yesterday. He also said masks will no longer be mandated outdoors. Mask gathering will increase to 100 indoors, 200 outdoors. And one other thing from North Carolina, though, this one did not change. But North Carolina lawmakers killed a bill this week, which Fox News said would have repealed a more than century-old law that allows people to sue their spouse's lover for alienation of affection. It's the adultery law.
Ah.
They were trying to repeal it. It was split 4-4 on whether to even advance it, with some of those in favor of keeping it arguing that its repeal would essentially be legalizing adultery. That's what the representative who sponsored the bill said. Now, this was started back in the 1700s in Great Britain when women were still treated as property of their husbands, another one said. Others added that we believe the state's policy should remain clear that marriages are worth protecting and that a third party who has committed adultery will be held accountable and liable for their actions.
Yeah, the catch there, though, is that the third party doesn't always know that that person's married. So this can get hairy really quick because, I mean, let's be honest. People lie.
Yeah, that's true.
It happens all the time.
It's true.
So
I feel like it's going to be tougher to sue that person, but you're right, you know?
Yeah, oh, it doesn't mean they wouldn't try.
Oh, for sure.
And that's the last thing we need is more just
for sure.
of that crap floating around in court.
You know who Charles Dickens is, wrote Christmas Carol, right?
Yeah, I think I heard of him once.
Yeah, and I'm almost 100% sure on this because it was a fun fact one day. His first wife was very upset with him because he was alienating her from affection. So she was trying to figure out how to get out of it. He was having an affair. When he found out that she was trying to figure out how to get out of it, he decided to have her committed to an insane asylum, which he did.
Oh.
Not good.
Yeah.
So you talk about, back in the archaic days when you could do horrible stuff like that.
When women were still treated as property of their husbands. Yeah.
Wow, he was a D.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that. That was, you kind of just, the Christmas Carol, and it's neat and all fun, and wow, now I look at it a whole lot differently.
Well, the North Carolina bill isn't going anywhere for now, so you can still sue there.
Okay, thankfully.
Elsewhere, so you probably have noticed by now that lumber prices are going up, and it looks like they're up by at least about 250% since April of last year.
Yes.
That, according to the National Association of Home Builders, as one lumber distributor said, we're not getting any lumber in a timely manner because of COVID, and the mills can't keep up with the orders coming in. He thinks that part of the reason for the high lumber prices is that lumber mills just don't have enough workers. The My Fox 8 station reporting on this said that National Association of Home Builders claims that the higher prices are a result of increased demand and restrictions in supply because of lack of domestic production and lumber mill cutbacks. They also claim the spike in prices caused the price of an average single family home to increase by more than $24,000.
Yes.
Wow.
My neighbor is a builder, Turtle Rock Construction. Great guy, Tommy, and he specializes in decks.
Okay.
And my in-laws wanted a new deck, and he went over and he said, now, before I give you the estimate, I have to tell you what's going on, you know, with lumber these days.
Yeah.
And he told them, and then they're like, okay, well, what else can we do? And he said, we can do composite, which is going to save you a lot of money. And then there was somebody on Facebook that asked the same question last night.
Wow.
And I directed him to my neighbor. I said, yeah, because my in-law's deck looks fantastic, and it's composite wood. It's not.
Out on their dick.
Yeah, out on the dick.
It was
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, well, my report ended, if you were thinking of building a deck,
hey, there you
just
go.
Be prepared. Yeah. Nobody's sure when the prices might return to normal.
Mm, I was just at Home Depot the other day, and I said, that's some good lumber.
And, some good wood.
Some good wood. Yeah. Oh, but for those prices, I don't know. It's expensive wood.
Some good lumber.
So elsewhere, we do have a follow-up. As they finally caught them, 5 people have been busted for shooting Lady Gaga's dog walker.
Good.
I'm glad stealing two of her French bulldogs.
Wow.
One of those people is actually the lady that later claims she, quote, found the dogs.
And we knew it would be something like that. When this whole thing started and you said that she was going to reward the person, no questions asked, if the dog was returned, the first thing I think you and Rumble talked about was, I think the police are going to ask some questions.
And the police did. Yeah. According to the police, 3 thieves targeted the dog walker, Ryan Fisher, after seeing him with the dogs back in February. Now, they did not know that they were Lady Gaga's dogs. They just knew that they were French bulldogs and worth a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So the plan was to steal the dogs, sell them off for cash. But when the story went viral, they decided to cash in on Lady Gaga's $500,000 reward.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their downfall. They recruited a woman to be the hero who returned the dogs, but they chose someone who was too closely connected to them. She was the girlfriend of one of the men's fathers.
Okay.
And he must have been in on it, too, because he was arrested as an accessory. So all 4 men, including the 40-year-old father, are allegedly documented gang members.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 thieves that were actually present during the shooting were between the ages of 18 and 27. They're facing robbery and attempted murder charges. Police believe the 18-year-old was the shooter. Now, police reportedly were suspicious from the start. They did advise Lady Gaga not to pay the $500,000, not to pay the reward until they can investigate further. Lady Gaga was ready to pay up. She was going with her no questions asked, but the woman reportedly never received the money. The dog walker was wounded but is now recovering. The dogs are back safely in Lady Gaga's custody, and the 5 people are also now in custody.
Good.
You know what, Lady Gaga, from what we understand, has a huge heart. I'm sure that she'll take that $500,000 and give it to the dog walker.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure the dog walker
took care of him.
I'm sure.
This is that no questions asked thing. I was like, I mean, on the one hand, does it help because they might do something stupid like this trying to cash in?
Yeah.
And on the other hand, it's like, don't be offering money to people. No questions asked here. We need to ask some questions.
Well, she just wanted her dogs back.
I get that. I understand that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in reality, this outside of somebody getting shot,
yeah,
this ended about as well as it could. The dog walker, from what I have last seen, is going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
the dogs
recovering.
Are home, and now they've busted all five of these jerks.
So you're saying she should have taken the Mel Gibson approach in...
Give me back my dogs! Just called them like...
Now, also in trouble. All right, you're going to want to pull out your phone and Google this person.
Okay.
A Las Vegas news anchor who got to report on her own DUI bust. And it's a fun one because it involved her being nude. Now, how do you cover the story on yourself? Fox 5 Las Vegas Morning. Fox 5 Las Vegas Morning, weekday anchor and reporter. Her name is super hard. She goes by the name Fevin, like you're spelling seven, but with a F. Fevin okay. K.
What?
Fevin K.
Yeah, yeah. It's look, try to say it's Kifle. Oof, I cannot. Here,
yeah, she's a good looking
gal,
man.
Michael, can you say that?
Oh, she is a good looking gal.
She's pretty beautiful.
Kifle Georgis.
Yeah. That's, so she goes by K.
Yeah.
All right. You know what?
Fevin K.
Fevin K. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. She was arrested after being found naked and asleep behind the wheel of her Audi at about 7:30 a.m. March 20th. She told the cops she didn't remember how she got to the location where she was found. Officers reported the smell of alcohol emanating from her. She declined to submit to a blood testing. She was later charged with reckless driving with disregard for safety of a person or property in the incident. She was also ordered on April 21st to pay a $1,000 fine, and she has to attend driving school. Now, she's an East Africa native. That's, I mean, the name you could tell. Mm-hmm. But she grew up in California, and she noted her weeks-long absence during her report by saying,
"Last month, I was arrested by Metro for driving under the influence. At the time of the arrest, I was inside of a parked vehicle in a Las Vegas neighborhood alone. That charge has since been reduced to misdemeanor reckless driving, for which I will pay a fine and take classes. As I move forward, I want you to know I have learned from this, and I will continue learning, and I truly thank you for your support."
You know, a lot of anchors would get fired for that, but she's just too darn hot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and...
I really don't think you're wrong.
Well, and, you know, she speaks well and is great at her job, clearly.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, she does sound, and I understand she's somebody who speaks for a living.
Yes.
She sounds genuinely sorry for what she did. But, I mean, the catch there is people like, oh, well, she's somebody who speaks on air all the time. Like, if one of us offered an apology, we could probably do a pretty good job, whether we meant it or not. But we always do. I don't know if this is something worth losing your job over. Unless she has a history of behavior
this. If there's a pattern.
Yeah. If they find her again next month in her car naked, drunk, and she doesn't know how she got there, all right, well, maybe Fox 5 News isn't for you.
She also should have been charged with exposure of those magnificent tatas.
Right?
They're beautiful.
Like, she's...
Well, she's one more DUI.
Stunning girl.
Yeah, she's one more DUI away from, like, being out of a news job. Yeah, and having hottest mugshot.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, she's a gorgeous
Hey,
girl,
there's an
OnlyFans
idea.
Yeah. Now, there's another reporter in the news this morning. As a Memphis TV news reporter was about to begin a live report from outside of a hospital, and a car crash happened right behind her. You can actually hear it in the report. Mm-hmm. The reporter's able to keep her composure. She ended up talking about both stories.
UMC Action News 5's Kelly Roberts joins us live in the busy medical district with this story. Kelly?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I'm not here to cover the crash that just happened behind me, but I hope everyone's okay there. But first, let's get to this story. I did talk to three doctors.
Yeah, now the reporter ended her live shot and assured viewers that she would check on the crash victims.
And before I sign off here, I, of course, do want to address what did happen. There was a crash, so if you are in the area, maybe avoid the area. I assume traffic patrol will be here soon. But, of course, once I sign off, I'll make sure everyone's okay over there.
Turns out that it was another anchor who was naked behind the
wheel. It's great if you watch the video because, I mean, the accident happens maybe 30 feet from her, so 30 to 50 feet from her, and she's sitting there, and it happens. She doesn't even flinch. She just goes, mm-hmm, and she turns back and looks over her shoulder and looks at it, and... Okay, well.
Because she kept it together so well, because if I see any kind of a car crash, I remember maybe like 2 months ago or something, I saw somebody bump the back of somebody else. You know, okay. it wasn't even hard. Like, no, the cars were barely dented, but and my heart started beating like a zillion miles per hour, and I was like, oh my God, is everything okay? Like, because it's a scary thing to live through, you know?
You and I are so very different people, because I watched almost the exact same thing happen. I'm at a red light, and there's the right turn lane, and there's a guy in front who's not going anywhere because he can't yet, and the guy behind him just goes. And then hits him, and then slams on his brakes, right? And the guy gets out of his car. I had to put my car in park. I laughed so hard. I was not concerned at all. I was sure everybody was fine, and it was really funny because it happened out of nowhere. We've been waiting for a few minutes, and then the dude just goes.
The sound of a car crash, all of it. It just scares me. It makes me so anxious.
I played Twisted Metal enough growing up that I guess it doesn't bother me much anymore.
I did love that game.
It was a great game.
Yeah. All right, finally this. It came up again, and I figured that you maybe were interested. As a YouGov report says, Crocs are really popular, and the sales have skyrocketed during the past year. They're also really ugly shoes. But ugliness has never stopped anything from becoming in style. So here's a legitimate question. Do you think Crocs are fashionable? According to a new survey, 34% of people say yes. That's like a third of people who are like, yeah, they're very fashionable.
Those are the people wearing them.
Yeah. Well, but they got to be talking about those ones we didn't know about.
That's true.
No.
Yes.
No. Because, again, I have one daughter that has three pairs of these things. All her friends have them. That's the thing. And they originally tried to pass it off as we're wearing them ironically. But no, they love them.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. They know they don't look cool. They've tried to pass it off like that because they were originally going to be like, "Oh, everybody's going to laugh at these." They're not cool.
As more and more of her friends come out and say, "Yes, I wear Crocs too," they're
not fashionable.
They become fashionable. No.
That's the thing. They got me on that because I bought the pair thinking they were comfortable. Yeah. You know,
and then you didn't like them.
Yeah, I don't.
But
like
again.
Them.
If they've got more out there, I think that there's a third of people that knew that they had fancier Crocs than we knew.
Yeah. It's like that guy who called in and said his wife had the high heel ones that don't look like Crocs at all.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can see how those are pretty hot. But 40% of people say no, they are not fashionable. Now, there's a big difference by age group. 53% of people between 18 and 24 believe that Crocs are fashionable.
There you go.
People who are older are much less likely to agree. So
get those stupid shoes out of my
house. Hold on. You just said 18 to 24 said they're fashionable.
Yeah.
And then you said people who are older.
Yeah.
I'm outside of the 24, so now Shelly just lumped me in with the older crowd.
Well, people who are older than that is how
I know,
it's
just the way it was phrased. I'm like, oh, I feel so old now.
It makes you feel better. I'm outside that range now, too.
Yeah. Oh, barely.
I also am outside that range now.
Barely.
So if you believe young people set fashion trends and they believe Crocs are in style, then I guess Crocs are by default in style.
And what the other day we were talking about, and we got the name wrong at first, we thought they were called giblets. Which is basically, you can buy flare to put on your Crocs, because my daughter has one pair that is covered with flare of bands, rock bands and whatnot, because she just loved it. But they're not called...
They're called like gibbets.
Gibbets, not giblets.
Like J-I-B-B-I-T-Z, I think.
Yeah. Not called testes.
No, nothing like that. Those are different
things. They're called gibbets.
You hang those on your truck.
I feel like those are going to be less comfortable, like attaching them. I just imagine them being like pins or something that you're putting in and getting in the way.
I'll check it out.
Give them a good shake and see if they rattle around or anything.
They've never come off.
Well, I'm not saying they'll come off, but do they rattle around? Because just hearing them moving on the shoes would drive me nuts after a while as I'm walking.
Yeah, I don't recall ever hearing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Well, I do know around here we got mostly cloudy skies this morning. It's going to clear up, though. A high in the upper 70s for today. Clear tonight. 49 will be the low. And as we go through the weekend, sunny skies, looking at a high of around 70 for tomorrow. A high getting up close to 80 on Sunday. Right now we're at 72 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
That's a terrifying thing. We have the news up on the studio, and they're doing the weather as Shelley's doing the weather. And it's just a terrifying graphic to see fire weather watch.
Yeah, well, around here, it's not very. It's not going to be very humid today.
Over the weekend,
dry weather,
right.
Windy
and
weather.
It makes perfect sense, I'm sure, if you hear the context of what he's saying. But if you just see the graphic, it's like earlier, I thought I saw them say there were going to be gusts of flames. And I was like, wait, what? What's happening?
High about 75 today with gusts of flames.